Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Another jam-packed show for you guys. Over the next 30 minutes, we're touching on a little bit of everything. Brad Thomas is standing by. We're going to get picks in the Euros and the Copas tonight. Also going to look at the Scottish Open, which begins tomorrow. Maybe a little thought on the Open Championship at Royal Troon next week as well. Dive into some baseball. Got a great slate of games today. We'll give out some best bets. Continuing our college football preview in the Big Ten, and we're going to look at one of those Pac-12 teams that have made the transition. Life without Caleb Williams, what is USC going to look like? We'll dive into the Trojans today. Also, Lucy Burge will join us for Bottle Making Money, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, especially if it's in soccer or golf, make sure you send them in to us, and let's have some fun over the next 30 minutes. As always, if you miss any part of the show, any bets, any analysis, make sure you go check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's have one of our favorites back on the show. Go to the Glasser guest line as Glass is in suggestion, and we check in with Brad Thomas. Give Brad a follow on X at Mr. Brad Thomas, betting analyst for NBC Sports Bet. All right, Brad, I was telling you before the show started, man, I really like England today. I've been talking about them that it just, there's a different feel to this England team, right? Like the way that they won against Slovakia with the Jude Bellingham goal at the end, how they answer right back against Switzerland in penalty kicks. They've been excellent so far with how they've taken them. I'm expecting another close game today. I think it's extra time. Very likely we get PKs. I'm big on England. What are your thoughts on the game today?
You said something kind of funny, right? There's something about this England team, and I think we're thinking about something different, right? Like, England kind of reminds me of where you had an okay dinner, and they bring out a really good dessert. It's not like the whole meal has been really good. You're actually, I'd probably say it's a lackluster dinner. You ordered a burger, the bread was soggy, and then the dessert comes out, and it finishes the job. That's pretty much what England has been like. Because you went to a really nice burger joint, you had such high expectations. That's England. This team is absolutely stacked, but for some reason, it feels like the training wheels are still on. I've talked to English supporters, and they've said it drives them nuts because they'll have the ball in good areas and just not shoot. And then they score a goal, and they sit back deeper and deeper. But the name of the game is winning and advancing, and that's exactly what they've done. And especially against adversity, Southgate has found a way for this team to equalize and move through. I don't want to say anything too negative about England because I do think they advance, and it's more so their opponent. The Netherlands, the Dutch have been doing absolutely fantastic, but had they played this game after playing Romania, I would have said, man, this is going to be an absolute competition. Netherlands might actually pull this off, but against Turkey, a team who, I don't know, defensively were lackluster, they struggled and struggled mightily. Turkey dominated that match for most of the game and still were unfortunate and did not win. Sure, the crowd was behind that Turkish side, but the Dutch are going to be a hard out. I think England do advance. Let me give out a play for this game since I want to get a little spicy here. Kobi Manu, one plus shot in the first half. It's plus 230. man, that bet is absolutely spanking. It's hitting back-to-back games where he's taken two shots inside the opening frame. I like that a lot. England probably win this one. I mean, advance 1-1. It goes to extras. They either win in extras or they win in PKs.
Yeah, we're getting a comment right now in the chat, Brad, and one of our guys, Moist Cupcakes, is saying, so Spain-France didn't draw yesterday. That means England-Netherlands to draw today is a lock. We were talking about that on the show yesterday with the way the tournament's been going, with how these four teams have been playing. You figured one of these games you were good for a draw. You like the draw today. I like it as well. I think we're getting extra time. Spain, I don't think anybody would argue, Brad, has been the best team in the tournament so far, and the path that they've had, having to be Germany, the host of the tournament, and then obviously France scored two goals against France yesterday, and nobody's been scoring against France. Do you think the final is matchup dependent? Would you like maybe the Dutch or England against Spain, or in your minds, is it all just kind of mute, and regardless of who plays Spain, you like the Spaniards to win it?
Spain's time to lose was last match, right? When Carvajal was out and it was Navas on Mbappe 1v1. Now Carvajal comes back, and I think Spain, regardless of who they have fit, but we obviously know Pedri's not going to be available, almost going to come back. But I mean, that back line, they should be pretty solid. Why? Because this team plays together, and they have midfielders who know how to attack in the middle of the field, know how to get in good passes. And what's really beautiful about the Spain team, and I didn't know if they were going to be able to do this against France, is the ability to string beautiful passes together and the movement of their players. If you watch that game, right, you watch that match between Spain and France, the tactical differences when attacking were massive. Spain, movement everywhere, fluid, beautiful. France, clunky, everything out wide and just trying to make individual moments of brilliance to get inside. It's funny because all the teams who keep getting bounced are teams who are struggling to string together good play of football, good attacking football. Yes, defenses win championships, but you got to score goals at some point. I think that if Spain go up on England or Netherlands, it's going to be a clinical game of keep away from the Spanish side, and I think they get it done.
Brad, I really like England in the Euros today. In the Copa semifinal, though, between Colombia and Uruguay, man, I just can't wait to sit back and watch this one. I really don't have any strong feelings. It's a game, again, I'd probably bet the draw and expect extra time. It feels like two really evenly matched teams. What are your plays in Uruguay, Colombia today?
What are my plays? I took a parlay. This first parlay is a little spicy, right? So first and foremost, before I drop the parlay, I want to say I think Uruguay are going to be a hard out. I think Colombia are going to be a hard out. Two teams probably going to deadlock. At some point, we're going to see fireworks, but I think it's going to be mainly just a bunch of fouls and a bunch of really strong play. For that reason, I took Uruguay double chance. That means if they win, that leg wins. If they draw, that leg also wins. And I also took Darwin Nunez 3+ shots in that parlay. Pays you a little bit more than even money. Darwin Nunez 3+ shots in each match that he's played. I think he'll be aggressive, continue to be aggressive. And what's great about Darwin Nunez, and we're going to do a little Copa Euro comparison here. What's great and different about Darwin Nunez in comparison to Harry Kane is Darwin Nunez is going deeper in the pitch, coming to get the ball, while as Harry Kane needs more service in the box, which allows Darwin Nunez to take more shots from distance, gives him more shooting ability. I think Uruguay advance in this one. Colombia have that unbeaten streak, but Uruguay are just playing some beautiful, brilliant football. They might say their last match against Brazil was a stinker, but let's not just discredit this Brazil team. They're hard to break down, hard to score on. They don't score that much themselves, but still a difficult out. So for them, it was only about advancing.
Brad, and then same question as I asked you with Spain. We got Argentina waiting to see who they're going to play in the final. To you, is it matchup dependent, or is Argentina going to win yet another tournament?
I actually think it's matchup dependent. You'd probably be foolish to say Argentina doesn't win, right? Like when we were doing our preview show at the beginning of the Copa America for the futures, I didn't want to pick an outright winner because I thought it'd be Argentina, but at +136 is what they were when the tournament started. There's just no value in there. But I do believe if they play Colombia, they'll probably be more likely to win that. But if they play Uruguay, I think Uruguay can muddy it up. They can bring that physicality. We saw Rodrigo De Paul last night getting beat up and beat around, put a little body on Messi, who's dealing with a groin injury as well. I think that's exactly what Uruguay's pathway to victory is, and I think they can win it. I'm going to be honest. I have a Uruguay future +550 to win it all, so I'll be rooting for them, and hopefully they can get it done.
Very nice. All right, Brad, we got a couple minutes left. Want to get your thoughts on some golf. One of my favorite parts of the PGA Tour schedule every year is when we head out to Europe for the Scottish Open and the Open Championship. Something about waking up early in the morning to watch your golfers is just, I absolutely love it. Scottish Open this week at the Renaissance Club. Brad, what do you like?
Man, I'm probably going to be one of the few. I like Rory McIlroy to win. Chalk it up. No one has successfully defended the Scottish Open, so we'll put that out there first and foremost. But Rory McIlroy loves national opens. He has more national open wins than any current player right now. Yeah, he had that disappointing U.S. Open, but he took some time off. I think Rory McIlroy is a great setup here at the Renaissance Club. He can hit it far, he can get creative with his wedges, and he's been draining putts like crazy.
All right, very good. And then any early thoughts on the Open Championship for next week at Royal Troon? Is there numbers out there? Are there guys that you're considering maybe betting early before the major starts next week?
I like Xander, 14-1. It's chalky as well, right? Good golfers generally win majors. Xander has proved that he can win on a link-style course, winning at the Renaissance Club. And I believe if Xander finishes in the top five or he's contending on Sunday, that number goes down to 10-1. It's not always necessarily about, hey, I'm betting this guy because I love it. It's about betting the number. And if you're going to get $4 value on a guy who's won this season, now a major champion, it's something that you can live with if he does not get across the finish line.
He is a betting analyst for NBC Sports Bet. Make sure you check him out on X, Mr. Brad Thomas. It is Brad Thomas joining us here on Send It In. Brad, great stuff as always. Good luck on both soccer matches tonight. Good luck on the Scottish Open as well, man. We'll catch up again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. No problem at all. Brad Thomas, a lot of good stuff there in soccer and in golf. I see you guys in the chat. A lot of thoughts on the soccer game today. Moist Cupcakes. If I had to pick a side, I think I like the Netherlands more. I think that they have a more dangerous counterattack that could strike if England dominates possession in the offensive third. Again, I've been talking to you guys about this game. England, for me, it's just really all a narrative play. Like, they haven't looked that great, but they are that survive and advance team. Netherlands, I think, has looked like the better team. I think their offense, I agree with you, Moise Cupcake, could cause some challenges. But again, guys, the draw, I think, is absolutely the play today. B Mills agrees. How can you not like the draw? Plus 185. Also like both teams to score. So a 1-1 final score would be great for me. Don't hate that bet at all. We had the Spain and France, both teams to score yesterday. That worked out great, but the draw, you figured we would probably get in one of these two semis. We didn't get it yesterday. I think we're headed to extra time today. So the draw, absolutely love it in England and Netherlands. All right, let's do a little Shark Tank, talk some golf. We got the Genesis Scottish Open. I'll bring on Shawnee Sharp to find out what our first offer on the board is. What do we got?
Yeah, Peach, the first one, actually, our guest Brad was just talking about this. We're going to go with the chalk play, 1 unit on Rory McIlroy to defend his Scottish Open crown at 8-1.
So Brad likes Rory. I'm not a fan of Rory this week. Not saying he can't contend, not saying he can't win. I actually think it was good for him that he took the time off after his meltdown at the U.S. Open. And this is a course that should fit Rory really well. We talked about yesterday, driving distance is a key metric here. Approach to the green is a key metric here. So, and obviously, Rory growing up in Ireland, he's used to links golf, the conditions, the weather, all that stuff. At this point, though, if we're not getting, if it's a plus 800, if it's not Scottie Scheffler, I'm really probably not going to bet it. So I'm passing on Rory this week.
All right, next one here. We got a big one, a whale one, you might say. 3 units on Minwoo Lee to finish in the top 20, plus 120. Are we wooing this week, Peach?
I don't think we're wooing this week, Shawnee Sharp. Not at the 3 units. If you gave me 1 unit, I think I'd be there with you. But at 3, he's not one of my favorite golfers this week. If he was a guy that I'm targeting this week, I think I could be enticed to maybe take that. But look, Minwoo's a past champion here. Another guy, good course fit. Played well at the Rocket Mortgage a couple weeks ago. 3 units, though, on Minwoo Lee. I'm going to pass on that.
All right, can I interest you then in 2 units on Tommy Fleetwood to finish in the top 10 at plus 175?
Now, Tommy is a guy that you can interest me in. I am on Tommy Fleetwood this week. Again, we don't bet Tommy Fleetwood to win, but we do bet Tommy to finish top 20. We bet him top 10, and we certainly bet him top 10 this week. Why? He's one of the best links golf players on tour, and he's got great course history here at the Renaissance Club. Couple of top 10 finishes. I think Tommy is going to be in contention yet again this week. I am in on Tommy. 2 units, top 10 finish.
All right, how about one unit on Bobby Mack this week? He's talked about how important it would be for him to win and how special it would be to win at the Scottish Open. One unit on him to finish in the top 10 in the first round is at 5-1.
Yeah, talking about Bobby Mack at the Scottish Open is a sore spot for me, you guys. I think that's the worst bad beat I've ever had in golf was him not winning that tournament and Rory snatching it from him last week. But I love the narrative. I love the potential storyline, especially for a first-round bet. Bobby Mack, nearly a Scottish guy, won the Scottish Open last year. And if he's in contention, especially in day one, I think that's a storyline that I can just see presenting itself. Bobby Mack, this is a course that really should fit him well. So I am in top 10 first round Bobby Mack. I like it.
All right, next up, one up here, a little special on BetMGM. How about one unit on this tournament to finish in a playoff? It's at plus 350.
Yeah, I'm not going to take that. We haven't had a playoff since the Travelers Championship. I just don't like the price. If it was plus 500, plus 550, maybe I can get involved. And look, certainly if the win picks up, that could bring a lot of guys back down to the pack and maybe we could have ourselves a playoff. But that bet for me would be all price dependent. Plus 350, not going to get involved. I'm out.
All right, two more here for you. One unit to BetMGM top 20 finish special. Victor Hovland and Sahith Theegala is at plus 450.
I'm out on this. Hovland, I think, is a guy that could potentially have a good week. Sahith Theegala, though, not feeling it. Don't trust Sahith yet in these European events, on these Lynx golf courses. Just don't think he's had enough experience yet. Now, he is a guy whose game eventually should fit very well for Lynx golf, and I think he could contend for some Open Championships and some Scottish Opens. I don't know if he's quite there yet. Hovland, I do like. Sahith, I don't, so I'm going to be out on the bet.
All right, last one here, last BetMGM special I got for you. Two units on all these players to make the cut. Ludvig Åberg, Tommy Fleetwood, and Victor Hovland. It's at plus 105.
Now this one, I do like. Shawny Sharp just said I liked Hovland. I think his ball striking could be a big factor this week. I think he could play well. Tommy Fleetwood, as I mentioned, love his top 10. Certainly, I like him to make the cut. And then Ludvig, one of my favorite bets of the week. So this one, Ludvig, Tommy Fleetwood, Victor Hovland all to make the cut. Plus 105, two units. Absolutely love it. That we'll definitely be betting that one. All right, let's go to Gridiron Glass now. Talk about the USC Trojans as we continue our college football preview. And obviously, USC, the big storyline around them is life after Caleb Williams having him the last couple of years. And now it looks like it's going to be Miller Moss season in L.A. Played in the Holiday Bowl last year. Absolutely tore it up, looked great against Louisville. When I look at USC's schedule, what I think is the most beneficiary thing for them is the fact that, again, whenever we talk about these California schools, UCLA, USC, our first thoughts when they joined the Big Ten were how are they going to handle the weather? If they had to go play Minnesota, if they had to go play Iowa, Nebraska, Indiana, any of those Midwest schools in November, December, what would that look like? Especially like a coach too for Lincoln Riley, who is now entering his eighth season as a head coach, and in his previous seven, his offenses have never been worse than eighth in the country in total offense. The way that he builds his team with that passing attack, that air raid, how would it look if it had to go in the elements? Well, we're not going to have to find out this year because look at their schedule. They play at Maryland on October 19th. After that, home against Rutgers, at Washington, a game and a trip that they're very used to. Then home against Nebraska, at UCLA, and home against Notre Dame. I also like the fact that USC really doesn't have to travel outside of October 19th, right? They make the trip from LA to College Park, Maryland. After that, their farthest trip is to Seattle, Washington, which you stay in the Western time zone. So I think that standpoint, the schedule for USC, very favorable. Now on the flip side, look at all these games that USC plays and tell me which of these games do you look at and you say, that's an automatic win for USC. Really the only game is week two at home against Utah State. Every other game, they could definitely lose. They could lose to Wisconsin on September 28th. Rutgers could be a feisty game. That's sandwiched in between Maryland and Washington. You make a road trip all the way to Maryland, come back at home to play Rutgers, and then you got to go on the road to Seattle. That could be a tricky spot. Certainly in the game against Nebraska, UCLA, Notre Dame, any of these games outside of week two, USC could lose. So while I think their schedule from a travel standpoint is very favorable, just the opponents that they have to play, USC, I mean, hypothetically, they could lose all these games. However, the reason I do like USC, though, to go over their win total this year at 7.5 is while they could lose every game hypothetically on their schedule, maybe outside of Utah State, they could also win hypothetically every game on their schedule, right? They don't have to play Oregon. They don't have to play Ohio State. Michigan's also in not a rebuilding year, but certainly without Harbaugh, J.J. McCarthy losing a lot of guys. Penn State, they get at home. Notre Dame, they get at home. So they got some favorable home games. And also the thing about Lincoln Riley, when have you ever seen a Lincoln Riley team be plus 400 to make the college football playoff, be 60-1 to win the national championship, have a team whose over-under win total is sitting at 7.5? You almost never see that with a Lincoln Riley team. So the fact that he's got a team that's flying under the radar, nobody's really talking about, when I can get coaches who are usually have big expectations and their teams fly under the radar, I tend to like to back those kind of teams. So I'm a high on USC this year. I think they could win 8-9 games. I would take the over 7.5 on their win total. I don't think they make the college football playoff. I don't think they win the Big Ten, but I think they're more competitive and they have a better year than what people are expecting. I think Miller Moss is going to be good. Look, the offense under Lincoln Riley is always going to be good, but defensively, finally getting rid of Alex Grinch, who was the defensive coordinator for Lincoln Riley way too long. Finally getting him out of the door is going to be huge, and I think their defense is going to be much improved. So I will take USC over 7.5 wins for the upcoming season. All right, let's talk some baseball. A little big league Peach here on Send It In. Full slate of games today starting in about 25 minutes. We got the Royals and the Cardinals with Pallante going up against Alec Marsh for the Royals. I'll take St. Louis on the money line today. These teams are kind of trending in different directions. Royals have not been great really since the middle of May, while the Cardinals have been surprisingly pretty good. I'll take St. Louis at minus 140. Twins and White Sox, first of two, a doubleheader today. Eric Fetty and Bailey Ober in game one. Both of these guys have been eating up innings all year. They've been pretty consistent for both of those teams. I'll take their first five under today, White Sox and Twins. Cubs and Orioles, good pitching matchup today. Imanaga going up against Corbin Burns. O's are minus 185. The Cubs are plus 150. I'll take another first five under 4.5 at minus 120. O's bats weren't great yesterday. The Cubs scored 8 runs. Cubs usually don't score that many runs. So I will take the first five under with Imanaga and Burns on the mound. Guardians and Tigers today in Detroit. Tanner Beebe going up against Reese Olson. 87% of the money right now on BetMGM is on the over. And you would understand why, because the total's only at 7.5, and it's Tanner Beebe against Reese Olson. It's not like Scoobles on the mound, but I'll go under here. I think odds makers know what they're doing. We'll take the under 7.5. I also like the under in Seattle and San Diego today between Bryce Miller and Michael King. Mariners scored 8 runs yesterday. We know how bad that Mariners offense is. Don't expect that to happen again today. We'll go under in Seattle and San Diego. Yankees plus 105 in Tampa Bay today, taking on Zach Eflin. I think this is finally a good buy low spot on the Yankees. They've lost 17 of their last 23 games, but essentially in all those games, they've been favored. I think finally now Vegas is like, we're done. We're done making this team the favorite. And when that happens and we get a buy low spot on a team, that's what I'll jump in. Give me the Yankees as dogs at plus 105. Dodgers got absolutely spanked yesterday by the Phillies, who made a statement. Anytime we get a good team that gets blown out, I love coming right back with them in that next game. Give me the Dodgers on the money line today at plus 120. Rockies and the Reds, another dog that I like today. Give me the Rockies plus 150 against Cincinnati. Kyle Freeland's been terrible for most of the year, but in his last 3 starts, he's pitched much better. I like the Rockies plus 150. Athletics and Red Sox scored a billion runs yesterday, 12-9 ball game, another high total of 10. I take another over at Fenway Park. Ball's flying. Offenses are clicking. Give me the over 10 in Red Sox and A's. Nationals at the Mets. Folks, the Mets have absolutely owned the Nationals this year. And the Nats got Patrick Corbin on the mound today. Give me the Mets on the run line, -1.5 at -105. Marlins at the Astros today. No play for me in that game. Pirates and the Brewers. We're going to go Martin Perez for the Pirates today. We're going to fade him. And we're going to take the Brewers on the money line at -150. Perez faced this Brewers lineup 2 months ago. He went 5 innings, gave up 11 hits and 9 earned runs. Brewers offense absolutely crushed them. That he gave up 5 home runs in that game as well. I like the Brewers today. And then finally, give me the Arizona Diamondbacks on the money line, -105 against the Braves. Charlie Morton going up against Sassoni. A little bit of a stinky line. Sassoni has not been good this year for the D-backs. They need a win in that series badly. I'll take the D-backs, -105 against the Braves. All right, let's go to Motto Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge, who is standing by. Get some baseball plays from Lucy. Before we do that, though, Lucy, what are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play for today is Braves money line against the Diamondbacks. The Braves have won their last four games and five of their last seven, and the Diamondbacks have lost their last two games and three of their last five. And at home, the Diamondbacks have lost their last two and five of their last seven. And on the road, the Braves have won five of their last eight. So a lot of signs pointing to Braves money line, and the BetQL model loves this as a five-star play today.
All right, it looks like me and the BetQL model will be going head-to-head on that one. Lucy, how about yourself? What are some of your best bets that you like today?
Yes, PJ, I have a couple of Lucy Longball bets for today. The first one is Juan Soto. To hit a home run. He has 21 home runs this season with one in his last five games. He has two home runs off of Zach Eflin already, who is starting for the Rays today. And against him, he is batting .464 with 13 hits, including those two home runs. So I like him to hit a home run. Plus, Eflin has allowed five home runs in his last five outings. So it's a good chance Juan Soto can hit one. And then Pete Alonso also to hit a home run. A lot of New York bets today. I got three New York bets and I got a Boston bet as well. So it's pretty much relegated to the Northeast. But Pete Alonso to hit a home run. He has 18 home runs this season, one in his last eight games. And against Patrick Corbin, he's batting .326 with five home runs and 15 hits against him. And then Francisco Lindor, over 1.5 total bases. He has hit this in two of his last three games with a home run and four total bases just yesterday. And against Patrick Corbin, who is pitching today, he is batting .317 with 13 hits, including eight singles, two doubles, and three home runs. And Patrick Corbin has an ERA of 5.49. He has given up 10 runs over his last three starts. So I think Lindor can take advantage of that and go over on total bases today.
Lucy, I'm sensing a theme that Patrick Corbin's probably a guy we're looking to fade today.
Probably not going to have a good day.
Yeah, not a very good pitcher. I like it. You know who is playing really well right now is your Red Sox. They're 50-40 on the year. Still plus money to make the playoffs, though, Lucy. The people in the desert are not, they're not in favor of your Red Sox. They're not fans right now. Are the Red Sox making the playoffs?
Yes, PJ, they are. Simply, they are. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to go deep into the playoffs, and they're going to win the World Series. I'm surprised odds makers don't see this. I think Vegas should wake up and see that the Red Sox are hot, not just hot right now. They are hot in general. And Alex Cora said the window is now a door, and they better be buyers. That door better be open, and it better be wide open, and because the door is bigger than a window. I think that they should be buyers, and they will go far. Let's say they actually come through and they are buyers, especially. I think they will go far and they will win the World Series. So, yes, they will make the playoffs.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough. I expect nothing less from you and your optimism. Parade. Around the right, another parade for you. Before I let you go, Lucy, the AL West getting very interesting. Mariners obviously have had the lead essentially the whole year. Astros are only two games back, but here come the defending world champs. The Rangers have won five in a row. They're only 5.5 games back. Mariners, Astros, Rangers, Lucy, who's winning the AL West?
PJ, I think there is something to the Rangers. There is something here where they are getting hot now. They are 6-2 in July. They found a groove. I would not overlook the Rangers to win the division at this point. Maybe a little bit of value there at this point if you think that they can win it, which I do. I think the Rangers in the end will be the team to prevail.
All right, very good. If you want more baseball analysis, make sure you check out Bet Slips and Bat Flips, 2 p.m. Eastern Time with Lucy and Jake. That coming up right here on the BetQL Network. Lucy, always appreciate your time. Have a great show. We'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you soon, PJ. Thank you.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to wrap the show now. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Going streaking today. Now, we took Freddie Freeman against Zach Wheeler yesterday, and that didn't work out, right? Wheeler's one of the best pitchers in baseball, but Freddie Freeman had such great history against him. 0 for yesterday. Well, we're going back to the same well. Dansby Swanson has not had a good year, but his history against Corbin Burns is too hard to ignore. We're going to go Dansby Swanson to get a base hit against Corbin Burns, 9 for 15 in his career against Corbin. My prop lock today is going to be Martin Perez under 15 and a half outs at minus 120 against the Brewers. I told you guys, Perez faced the Brewers 2 months ago. He went 5 innings, gave up 11 hits, 9 earned runs, and 5 homers. I don't think he's going to have a very good day against Milwaukee. I'll go under 15 and a half outs for Martin Perez. Dog of the day is going to be the Yankees, plus 105 against the Rays. I think this is finally the buy low spot on the Yankees. Odds makers have had enough of the Yankees costing them so much money as favorites, so now they make them a dog, and you watch the Yankees go out and win. I'll take them as my dog of the day. Shawnee Sharpe's going with Pete Alonso, over 1.5 total bases at plus 120. Again, fading Patrick Corbin. And my best bet, folks, I'm all about England today. Minus 125. I'm heavily invested in the Brits. Hopefully, they do not let me down. As for our bets today in the Scottish Open teeing off tomorrow, we got Ludvig 12-1. That's sweet, swinging Swede. I'm trusting him to win this week. Also, Matthew Pavone, talked about him yesterday, 66-1. He's been excellent so far this year in events that have had very good fields. Tommy Fleetwood and Ludvig in my top 10, and then Corey Connors and Pavone in my top 20 as well. Once again, to recap our best bets for today, Dansby Swanson's our guy and going streaking 9 for 15 in his career against Corbin Burns. Martin Perez, under 15 and a half outs, is going to be our prop lock at minus 120. Dog of the day, give me the Yanks at plus 105. Pete Alonso over 1.5 total bases is Shawnee Sharpe's best bet. And my best bet is going to be England to qualify against the Dutch. Thanks again to Brad Thomas and Lucy Burge for joining us tomorrow. We talk Wisconsin football on the show. See you guys then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need. They gonna find
you. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.